Welcome to Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, a podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. TIPQC exists to improve health outcomes for mothers and infants in Tennessee through our quality collaborative that will identify opportunities to optimize maternal and infant outcomes across our state and is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. The Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast is designed for medical professionals and for patients and families across the state. We will focus on all aspects of the perinatal period with special attention to reducing our maternal mortality rate. This podcast is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health.
Welcome to the Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast, brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. I am Karen Scatzina, the outgoing TIPQC Infant Medical Director, along with Dr. Courtney Gutman, our new Infant Medical Director-elect. She will be taking my position July 1, 2026. Welcome, Dr. Gutman.
Thanks, Karen.
First off, could you tell us more about your background, interest in quality improvement, and previous work with TIPQC?
Sure. I am a neonatologist with Regional Neonatal Associates at the University of Tennessee Medical Center in Knoxville. I'm from Marietta, Georgia, and attended the University of Georgia for undergrad. Go Dogs! As a side note, my daughter Emma is headed there in the fall. We're very excited. At UGA, I initially had created my own major in the Honors College there, working toward a career in public health. I was introduced to epidemiology in high school when a guest speaker from the CDC came and shared her work. This became my initial career goal. During college, I worked for CDC through their intern program, mainly in the Office of Smoking and Health, and there I further became passionate about public health and helping populations through data. I guess this is where you can say I developed my interest in QI as well. Fast forward to medical school, my initial patient encounter set to learn physical exam skills randomly was assigned with a neonatologist. And the first real patient I ever examined was a one-day-old, 25-week baby girl. I fell in love with this field right then and there, and the baby girl too, and there was no looking back for me. The neonatologist was gratefully happy to have me lurking around the unit and would let me know when new tiny babies arrived so I could learn more about a field I previously had never heard of, but now was headed into. I graduated med school from Medical College of Georgia in Augusta, Georgia in 2007 and went on to the University of Alabama at Birmingham, UAB, for pediatric residency. I'll always say those were the epitome of the best of times and the worst of times. Sure, some intense work, long hours, but there I had incredible learning experiences, developed lifelong friendships, and we had our first baby. Next, it was on to Vanderbilt for neonatology fellowship, and between clinical service, research, and adding a baby boy into the mix, Nashville was a blur. However, one thing that stands out was attending my first TIPQC conference sometime between 2010 and 2013. Here, I learned more about how real-life bedside experiences could be shaped by the evidence-based practices that were offered up through programs like TIPQC. It was the perfect blend of my early public health interests and neonatal medicine. I was hooked. I graduated from fellowship and was very fortunate to join RNA at UTMCK in Knoxville, where my partners have really shown me what it means to push for best practices in your unit. At RNA, we've never missed a TIPQC project, and I've been grateful to lead several for UT on feeding, nutrition, and NEC reduction, as well as safe sleep. I love seeing the progress we make at UT, and our care and outcome measures reflect these best practices. I don't want to leave out that we completed our family while in Knoxville in our early years with another baby girl. Susie's 11 now. Time flies. As I did more projects with UT and TIPQC and got to know Brenda and Patty and the TIPQC team more, they invited me to serve as state director for our state Safe Sleep project. It was a COVID project. This one ran 2020-2021, and I remember our virtual state meeting that year well. From there, as I continued to work in TIPQC projects, Brenda, our director at TIPQC, offered me this role as infant medical director, and here we are.
Thank you so much for sharing about your background, Dr. Gutman. It's so nice to learn more about you. Now, looking forward, are there projects that you are especially passionate about for your next 2 years as our state infant medical director?
Of course, I'm most excited about our late preterm project we are rolling out. This project will be the first in our Born to Thrive bundle, which will target infants in our level 2 NICUs, but be applicable to levels 1 through 4 as well. In the late preterm project, we are specifically looking to ensure discharge stability, as the late preterm infant is at high risk of readmission, as well as carries an increased risk of morbidity and mortality associated with their prematurity. Our project will focus on discharge readiness and includes a discharge checklist, which will be our data collection point. By going through the checklist for each baby with providers and family members, we will use potentially better practices to ensure infant stability prior to discharge, as well as make sure families leave prepared for what comes next at home. I know at my home unit at UT, there's already a lot of buzz about this project and where we can improve steps for these infants, particularly around discharge. I can't wait to see what we develop and share as a state to improve discharge readiness for preterm infants in hopes of ultimately increasing health at home and reducing readmission. Of course, I'm also excited about the HAI project, Hospital-Acquired Infections. This is a NICU project that will be the last in the Tennessee's Tiniest Babies bundle. It's been amazing to watch the changes that this whole project has led to. Overall, across our state, we are seeing more resuscitations at earlier gestations with more success. It has been an incredibly ambitious project led by Dr. Scott Guthrie, and we will be seeing impacts with our care of preemies through this project for years to come. I'm really looking forward to seeing how our units tackle HAI. Dr. Skitsina, it's such an honor to hold this position, and you will be a hard act to follow for sure. Tell us what you are most proud of while you were our infant medical director.
Well, thank you, Dr. Gutman. I can tell you that the best thing about the opportunity to serve as infant medical director is all of the amazing, talented, and dedicated people that you get to work with on a regular basis, from our leadership with TIPQC and staff, other state health leaders, team members from hospitals across the state. You get to serve as a host for this podcast, Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby, Tennessee. And I had the opportunity to talk with so many amazing leaders who shared their experience and expertise and words of wisdom on the podcast. So that was really my favorite part. What I am most proud of is our Best for All statewide project that launched 2 years ago. We had an amazing team that worked very hard to put that project together. It is aimed at improving experience of care, care itself, and outcomes for all mothers and all babies in Tennessee. We had 19 hospitals from across the state who were engaged in that learning collaborative, and I'm really proud of the work that we did together, from improving discharge education and preparation to ensuring that families had all of the follow-up and household and community resources that they needed when they went home and took their newborn home. And I'm particularly proud of this, the way that we were able to engage patients and families in the project. So we did that by two main ways. First of all hospital teams implemented a respectful care survey for patients at hospital discharge. This was the patient reported experience measure, or PREM survey. And that enabled hospitals to collect feedback from moms and other family members about their experience with mom's care and baby's care. Secondly, many hospitals in the project hosted a respectful care session. In this session, team members from the hospital sat down with recently discharged patients from the birth center, as well as with other community members, and generally over a meal, like breakfast or lunch that was hosted by the hospital, and had a discussion about what respectful care means. And patients and other participants were able to talk about examples of when they'd received respectful care or maybe did not receive respectful care, and were able to use this feedback and the feedback from the surveys in hospitals across the state to improve that experience of care. We actually have another podcast on respectful care. I believe it's number 214 that I was able to record with a couple of hospitals in the state. And that project, Best for All, will be going into sustainment later in 2026.
Well, coming in on the tail end of this project and hearing some of the PRIM survey results in our meetings, I've also heard how much this project has meant to families and patients. It really is a highlight to be proud of. Other areas of opportunity you still see for TIPQC and our state?
I think our new Born to Thrive bundle is an amazing opportunity for our state. Starting with the project that you've already mentioned, Dr. Gutman, care of the late preterm infant. So I had the opportunity this past year to work with you and other state leaders to develop that project. I took the lead on the feeding and breastfeeding component of the toolkit, drafting that, including the potentially better practices and approaches that could help better support feeding and breastfeeding or feeding express breast milk for late preterm infants, and including resources that hospitals could use and families could use. We know that late preterm infants, those born between 34 and 0 and 36 and 6 weeks, have unique needs, and that 8.1% of live births in Tennessee in 2024 were born late preterm. So this is a significant percentage of the population of births in our state. And we really needed a project to help address those unique needs. And as you mentioned, improve discharge readiness and then prevent issues like rehospitalization after discharge, and making sure that families and babies are set up for success. So I'm really looking forward to continuing to work with you and hospitals that will be joining that project here later in summer 2026. And I really think it'll be impactful in many positive ways for Tennessee.
We're off to a great start for sure. And it has been fun getting to know everybody as we put the project together. We definitely want you to keep working with TIPQC and continuing to lead our Best for All project and hopefully any future breastfeeding work.
Well, I am very much looking forward to that. What about you, Dr. Gutman? Are there any other goals or opportunities that you see?
I am really looking forward to seeing how the Rural Health Grant is rolled out in our state. There are so many opportunities to help care for infants who may not be in a regional NICU or care center. And I think we can do more to help our babies born into hospital deserts as some maternity hospitals around the state have closed. In addition, in our current climate where science is somewhat challenged and known safe and effective measures are questioned by families, I'm interested in better understanding how to get back to a place of evidence-based care for our Tennessee infants. I would love to partner more with community groups such as midwives and doulas to understand all perspectives, for example, around vitamin K and immunizations, in order to help more infants receive these life-saving, safe interventions. TIPQC already has a great panel of community partners, but I personally am really looking forward to getting to know them all better to try and collaborate for the best care for babies in our state.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Gutman, for talking with me today. And thank you for your commitment to leadership in Tennessee. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I do want to thank Brenda, Patty, and the TIPQC team, including Dr. Guttentag at Vanderbilt, for this opportunity to serve as your infant medical director. I certainly have great examples to follow, including you, Dr. Skitsina. Another example I will follow is Dr. Mark Anderson, who we lost this week to ALS. Dr. Anderson was a neonatologist at UT for, I think, around 40 years, and through his early QI work, brought bubble CPAP and cooling to our unit, saving and helping countless lives. Brenda told me earlier today, he served on the original board of directors for TIPQC, and I'll do my absolute best to follow in his QI footsteps for our babies. Thank you so much, Karen, for talking with me today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I appreciate you sharing that remembrance. And like you said, thanks to Brenda Barker. She's been amazing to work with and the whole state team at TIPQC. So we're looking forward to the years ahead with you. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, presented by TIPQC. TIPQC is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health. Do you have ideas for a future guest or topic, or even have a question you would like answered on upcoming episodes? Visit www.tipqc.org. That's TIPQC.org, and click on podcast to submit suggestions and questions to our podcast team. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast to be the first to know when new episodes are available, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube to stay in the loop with our active projects and other relevant news relating to perinatal health in Tennessee.